Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. We have a very happy story today. And here's how it goes. Once there was a mayor of Kfar Chabad, that is a village in Eretz Yisrael. Kfar means a village that mostly is made up of Chabad families. And that mayor was named Rabbi Shlomo Madenship. And he kept a diary of the years that he was mayor. And in his diary, he writes the following story. He tells about a yechidus, that is a personal audience, which he had with the Rebbe in New York, Crown Heights. And he was there with his family, or at least part of his family. His children, Chani and Dini, and his wife and himself. During the yechidus, the Rebbe leaned over and spoke with the two children, Chani and Dini. The Rebbe also gave $18 to Rabbi Shlomo's wife, and he said, this is for mevtsoyim, meaning this is money to be used for the expenses that could come about when you go out to reach out to other Jewish women. For example, giving out Shabbos candles, perhaps the Rebbe meant, or other ways of bringing Jewish women close. Whatever activity she was involved in, the Rebbe was giving her these $18 to help with expenses of bringing Jewish women closer to Torah and mitzvahs. However, he said, please be careful to make sure that it shouldn't take away from your main role, which is being a mother. Although it's, of course, very important to reach out to other women and to bring other women close to Torah mitzvahs, women and girls, but a mother's main job is being a mother and taking care of her children. But nevertheless, if she's able to also be involved in mevtsoyim and reaching out to other women and girls or young children, then she should do that as well. As the yechidus was ending and the family was getting ready to leave, the Rebbe said to Reb Shlomo, can I have you for another minute? Family left, except for Reb Shlomo. And the Rebbe said to Reb Shlomo, I didn't want to say a chsoren of yours in front of your wife. Chsoren meaning something which is lacking, something which is missing. The Rebbe said, you are lacking in simcha. You don't have enough simcha. And I don't see a reason for that. Simcha meaning joy. I don't see a reason for that, the Rebbe said. I know about all your hardships, and I know about hardships that you don't even know about, but Hashem has given you the strength to be besimcha. And when you're not besimcha, it affects your whole family. And since you're the mayor of Kfar Chabad, it affects the entire village, and it affects the people that you see outside the village. As far as the past, the Rebbe said, I'm not trying to rebuke you for the past. I'm not trying to scold you for the past. But from now on, you must be besimcha, you must be joyful. And that means from this very moment, the Rebbe then smiled, says Rabbi Shlomo in his journal. The Rebbe then smiled a broad, beautiful smile. New, the Rebbe said, give me a smile as a personal gift. Pinch your cheeks and be happy. New, right now as you're standing here. Now, that's the end of the story, but I'm sure that Reb Shlomo gave a big smile, and I'm sure that he worked very hard to be besimcha always after that. And I'm sure that it affected his family in a positive way. I'm sure it affected the whole village in a positive way. But what is this importance of being besimcha? So, of course, a Jew is not only besimcha, is not only happy because he had a nice lunch or he had a nice sleep, or he earned a lot of money that day, or any of these types of reasons. The real reason for a Jew to be happy, although the other reasons can also make us happy, but the main reason to be happy as a Jew is to serve Hashem. As David HaMelech says, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, serve Hashem with joy. That a Jew knows that he's very fortunate, or she is very fortunate, that here we are Jewish, and Hashem gives us the Torah and the mitzvahs, so that we can connect with Hashem, we can become closer, and we can become one with Hashem, although the world is often a very dark place and a very confusing place. But a Jew always knows that through learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and following Hashem's instructions, we are connected with Hashem. And that's a big simcha. And we have a tremendous, wonderful job to do, which is to make the world a godly place, a Mashiachic place. But even if a person is not actually learning Torah and doing mitzvahs at a certain time, what about if he's a businessman? Or what about someone who's cooking food for her family or cleaning? Or if a woman has a job, what about being besimcha then? Is that really serving Hashem? And the answer is that yes, it can definitely be serving Hashem. If we are earning money in order to give tzedakah, and in order to provide for our family, and in order to provide for a good Jewish education for our children, all these are mitzvahs. All these are ways of serving Hashem. And really, any moment that we are involved in thinking about our connection to Hashem, that's also part of serving Hashem. So really, a Jew can and should be happy all of the time. And perhaps this is part of what the Rebbe meant, although it's just my comment, that a Jew needs to be happy, not just to avoid the negative side of not being happy, but because we're serving Hashem. We're very fortunate. Hashem gives us the opportunity to serve Him, and we can serve Him all the time, even when we're sleeping. Why do we go to sleep? So that our body can be healthy, and we can get up in the morning and serve Hashem. So even that is a way to serve Hashem. In fact, as I've mentioned before, the word for he shall be happy, yismach, or he shall make others happy, yisamach, have the exact same letters as the word Mashiach. They're not in the same order, but they are the exact same letters. Yud, sin, mem, ches. And Mashiach is mem, shin, yud, ches. Shin and sin being interchangeable. So we see that these two ideas of being happy and making others happy and Mashiach are very closely connected. And anything to do with Mashiach is definitely a big simcha, because we know that as good as it is to serve Hashem here while we're in Galus, but it will be much, much better when we have the Geula, infinitely better. And therefore, we'll now learn a little bit from the Rambam about the laws of Mashiach. And this will also add to our happiness. And the Rambam explains that the Torah in Parshas Balak is the story of Bilam trying to curse the Yidden, Chas v'Sholom, that Bilam prophesied about Mashiach. And this is one of the places that the Torah speaks the most about Mashiach. In fact, I think it is the place that the Chumash speaks the most about Mashiach. There is several Pesukim in which the topic is two Mashiachs. The first Mashiach was David HaMelech, and the final Mashiach, who we are waiting for and who will bring us to the final Geula. And there's a group of Pesukim which speak about two Mashiachs in each one of those Pesukim. And the Pasuk goes on to describe it. And although the word Mashiach is not in there, but Rashi says that it's talking about Mashiach, and the Rambam says it's talking about Mashiach. The Medrash says it's talking about Mashiach. So we know that that's what it's talking about. So we see that the Torah itself tells us very clearly about the coming of Mashiach first, Mashiach meaning David and Melech, then the final Mashiach that we are all waiting for. And therefore, let us put extra effort into being Basimcha. As the Rebbe said to Reb Shlomo, I mean, right now, smile, right now, be happy, because, my words, because we can serve Hashem and we can bring Mashiach. And that's a great reason for joy. And not only that we can bring Mashiach, but when Mashiach comes, there'll be incredible happiness. And therefore, we should all try to be besimcha right now, truly, actually, from now on, to be besimcha all the time. And also, of course, and this will actually help us, to increase in learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, and to increase in goodness and kindness, increase in learning about Mashiach, learning about Geula, as well, of course, as learning Chumash, and Mishnah, and Shulchan Aruch, and Gemara, and all of the other important parts of the Torah. And may Mashiach come immediately through our work, right now, through our simcha and our work, that it should happen right away. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.